We're back again with news and views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning, I am talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Commissioner's District 1 race on the Republican ticket in Tuesday's primary. The next candidate is Rick Miller. Rick, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
And for people who don't know you, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what people will need to know?
I'm pretty much a native of Columbus, born and raised. I come from a background of a third generation of business, my dad, my grandpa, and me, and now hopefully my boys. But that's basically where I'm from.
And tell us a little bit about your business. What do you do?
We do pretty much a lot. We do a lot. I mean, that's, lots of people don't realize all the stuff that I do. I mean, asphalt, concrete, sewer water, buildings. I mean, we just do a lot. That's why I stay so busy.
I don't know what else to say about it other than I'm good at what I do. I mean, you probably can't get on in a vehicle and drive down the county roads and drive a half a mile that I ain't been at somebody's house, you know, to do work for them. But I,
what's the name of the business?
It's Hardcore Construction Incorporated / R. Miller Excavating.
And you said it's been in the family for a few generations?
When it started, it was called Miller and Son, and that was me. I was the son. And then when my dad passed, right before my dad passed away, I bought him out.
Are there any activities you want to mention? Are you involved in any organizations or
over
churches?
Over the years, I've always had a farm in my adult life. I've always raised animals. I was the president of the Deer and Elk Breeders Association for 3 or 4 years here in Indiana. I sat on a board of directors with the National Elk Breeders Association for a few years. I'm an avid bow hunter. I love to hunt. Lifetime member of Indiana Bow Hunters. Just stuff like that.
If for the county commissioner seat that you're running for, what made you decide to run?
It's, you know, sometimes people think that's crazy, but, you know, I've learned so much over the last 40 plus years. I hate telling people how long because it makes me sound old, but I started young. I just feel like the community's been good to me and my family, and I want to give a little bit back of my abilities of what I know. As far as I feel like the county, it's a big thing of what I know. Infrastructure, sewer water, just buildings. They'd be like getting cheap help.
So when you're looking at the being a Bartholomew County Commissioner, if you're elected, any thoughts on what the commissioner should be focusing on or things they're focused on now that they shouldn't be focused on?
I don't know so much if they don't focus on it, but my things is kind of like the wellness of the community. It's kind of like raising animals. You got something bad, you got to get going. You know, we got to fix it. That's one of my big things. And just the infrastructure part in the county, I feel like we just really need to tighten things up, do a better job.
When you look at what the county commissioners are doing now, I know you're coming at it from an outside viewpoint. Is there stuff you'd be doing different? Is there a different approach you think?
I feel like that if I get in, I'm going to figure out ways to tighten the belt. The infrastructure part, I'm going to put my nose in it so deep that people will love me because I'll figure it out. And I keep going back to the people. Don't complain unless you're going to get right in the middle of all of it. Know what your county's doing. Know how they're spending your money. Know where it's going. Request to know where it's going. Just get all that information in front of you.
One of the things I've noticed in the last few years is the county's been involved in various issues such as the drug abuse issue and now the mental health issue. Is that something the county should be doing?
To me, too, that's a big thing. I've went through these modes here. I had my oldest son. I've, you know, had my bouts with him. It's nothing hidden about that. And, you know, sometimes it just breaks your heart. But my opinion is it needs to be more, more, more. We can't do enough. And I feel that if we do something more to really try to put the clamp down on the drug stuff in this community, and again, we ain't never going to get rid of it. It is what it is. But I think that if we really get a even harder control on the drug abuse, a lot of the mental health problems will go away too. And that's kind of how I feel about that.
So when you're looking, if elected county commissioner and you're looking at things coming down the road, any challenges you see, any problems that you're going to have to deal with if you're elected?
You know, you asked that question, John. Until I get in that seat, I don't know it all, but I'm a quick learner, you know, and I'll figure it out. But right now, I think probably one of the biggest things, you hit the nail on the head, is the stuff with the drugs. We I'll really be a big advocate of getting in there and getting a grip on that to help. I think our court system's really working on something to make it happen, to get tighter and with the new prosecutor we got and stuff like that.
Well, as we're wrapping up, any thoughts for the voters? Any message that you want people to know?
You got to get out there and vote. People's got to vote. When I seen how low the numbers are on the primaries, people's got to get out there. They got to vote and let people know where they are, and they need to know what's going on in their community, their counties, cities, or whatever. They need to really pay attention, and they need to get in there and get after the people that are in there to make sure they do know everything, what's going on. And if it comes to where we have to change the, you know, now we can only go in there on Mondays to listen and learn. If we got to change things up, we got to do that. So it's different times, different, even if it's got to be different places, get people involved. People's got to get involved. You know, don't complain about things unless you get right in the middle of all of it. And that's how I feel about it.
We've been talking this morning with Rick Miller. He's a Republican candidate for Bartholomew County Commissioners District 1. Rick, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.
And a reminder that if you're listening to us on Saturday, you can still vote early here in Bartholomew County. The polling places are open at Donner Center and also at the governmental office building on 3rd Street. Those are open until 3 today. You can vote early again on Monday until noon at Donner Center. On primary election day on Tuesday, May 7th, you'll be able to vote from 6 to 6 during the day. Bartholomew County uses voting centers. There'll be 14 voting centers open around the county. Those will be at Flintwood Wesleyan Church, St. John's Masonic Lodge, Nexus Park, it's the former Fair Oaks Mall, Donner Center, the River of Living Water Christian Church, formerly Berean Bible, Bartholomew County Governmental Office Building, Terrace Lake Church, Westside Community Church, Elizabethtown Fire Station, Hope Moravian Church, Clifford Fire Station, German Township Fire Station, Oakville United Methodist Church, and the Bartholomew County REMC Building off of Deaver Road. You can vote at any of those locations, whichever is most convenient for you during the day. Being a presidential election year, there's lots of races on the ballot that'll be coming up in the fall. In the primary, there are several contested races that you'll be making choices in. Those include who's going to be running for governor in the Republican ticket and who's going to be running for Congress. We also have state house races locally and in Bartholomew County. We've already been talking today with the Bartholomew County commissioner candidates. We also have four candidates who are running for Republican seats on the county council. Those are at large seats, so people across the entire community get to vote on those. We have four candidates. We have Marcus Spear, we have Michael Bell, we have Kim Bennett, and John Prohaska again. And if you're in Bartholomew County and you have any questions about voting on Election Day, you can call the voter registration office in the county clerk's office. That is 812-379-1604. Thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.